This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم أما بعد. إمام النووي رحمه الله تعالى in the book of رياض الصالحين كتاب المنثورات والملح, the book of miscellaneous أحاديث of significant values. حديث number 1825 قال وعن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه وأرضاه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ليأتين على الناس زمان يطوف الرجل فيه بالصدقة من الذهب فلا يجد أحدا يأخذها منه. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم speaking here about two signs of the Day of Judgment in this hadith. So first one, he says, قال, a time will come when a man will go about with alms, which means with zakah, from his gold and will not find anyone to receive it. What does that mean, Jama'ah? What would that mean? MashaAllah, people will be rich. Prosperity, right? And we spoke about it in the previous hadith. As one of the signs of the Day of Judgment, one of the later khulafa or leaders of the future will have abundance of wealth that it will be given right and left without even counting, like no measuring, because it's so much of it. SubhanAllah. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ counted as fitnatu sarra. Like that will be the trial of prosperity. The people will have so much access to so much wealth, it becomes fitna, subhanAllah. And here's an example that someone is trying to give his zakah. And he's going around saying, hey, do you anyone who deserves zakah? And they say, honestly, I don't know. No one to receive the zakah. People, alhamdulillah, in a good condition, good position, they don't need the zakah. Some people might say, well, alhamdulillah, we live this time already. That's not true. There's so many people who are poor around us as well. Some of them are masakeen, not necessarily poor, but masakeen, which means, yes, they have jobs. Yes, maybe they live in apartments or houses, but they're struggling. Their income is not enough to cover their basic needs. I'm talking about basic needs, not that optional or poverty by choice, I call it. That poverty by choice is when people living above their means. Like their income is about maybe $4,000, $3,000, and they want to live at $12,000, $15,000, for example, lifestyle. That's not your lifestyle, yeah. Humble yourself. Live where you can meet that standard. But here the Prophet is speaking about that time when the wealth will be abundant, that no one is there to receive that zakah because everybody, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, living comfortable life. The second sign, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, قال, ويرى الرجل الواحد يتبعه 40 امرأة يلذن به من قلة الرجال وكثرة النساء. رواه مسلم. He speaks, صلى الله عليه وسلم, about the great number of women and they will be outnumbering men in that time. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, one man will be seen being followed by 40 women dependent upon him on account of the scarcity of men and excess of women. رواه مسلم. Now what does that exactly mean? I went, honestly, before I came here, I was checking the statistics, the current statistics about the ratio of men to women in the world. Now, in different countries, the ratios are off. But overall around the world, like if you have an even distribution around the world, they say that it's almost even. Almost even. Even though they say slightly, men outnumbering men today, like between 102 for men versus 100 for women. So what men outnumbering women. Obviously we talk about biological men, okay, Jama'ah? So because right now even definition is off a little bit. But if we stay in the standard and norms, they're still outnumbering women, they say. However, according to the UN statistics, they say if the trend continues today, by 2050, women will be outnumbering men. Now that's again around the world. But if you look at different countries, depends on their economic circumstances and also the social circumstances, the political situation and so on, some countries women outnumbering men. And at least I personally witnessed in some occasions, for example in Bosnia, right after the war, subhanAllah, you can tell because of the war obviously, and most obvious reason why men usually less is because they are the one who face the most dangers. They go out, they go to war, they face, you know, many circumstances, and eventually they perish, they lose their lives for it. And as a result, women will be outnumbering men. Now, would that mean in the future there will be even more reasons for men to perish and die that for every man there be 50 women. Another hadith in the narration actually was 50 women. So what's the reason for that? Like in the other narrations, in Sahih Bukhari Muslim, the Prophet says, قال يرفع العلم ويفشو الجهل. Knowledge will be removed and ignorance will become prevalent. Like, subhanAllah. People right now, they depend on knowledge on TikToks and all these things, thinking it's knowledge. And then he says, ويفشو الزنا ويشرب الخمر. And zina becomes public. No one seems to be, you know, bothered by it. And unfortunately, if we look today at the internet and even on your phone, without even asking for it, you see and you are exposed to all these awful things. That if it's not the actual zina itself, it's not too far away from it. And then he says, "Qal wa'ishrabul khamr." Wine will be public as well too. People drinking it publicly. And when he says that, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he refers to what, a jama'ah? Also Muslim countries, where it's not supposed to happen. That's what he means by that, salawatullahi wasalam alayhi, in the Muslim land. And then he said, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, قال ويقل الرجال. Men will be less, ويكثر النساء. Women numbers will be higher. And he says, until there is about one man for every 50 women. That's the narration of Al-Bukhari and Muslim as well too. This narration says 40. Now the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, قيم. What's the meaning of قيم over here? Because there's misunderstanding of this hadith, like a man will be marrying 50 women. No, that's not what it means. It means every man will be responsible for 40, 50 women. These women would be what? Some of them will be maybe his sisters, his mother, his aunts, his cousins, other relatives, mahram and non-mahram probably. Like in every family, probably maybe one or two men left, and they're responsible for all these ladies in their households. And that's why yaludhna bihi, they kind of like seeking shelter and protection in that man. Now may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from going into that, ya Rabbil Alameen. Because obviously that will be a time of great fitna. A great fitna for both, for men and women. Allahu musta'an. Some ulama in the shuruh of the hadith, they say this could be among the last signs of the Day of Judgment. Like almost towards the end. Like as everything becomes almost done. Khalas. So subhanAllah, so they have their own interpretation to why, but eventually it becomes one of those latest signs of the Day of Judgment. May Allah protect us from being in that time, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So the Prophet says that be qayyim, meaning again responsible to care for all these ladies, all these women. Now, in our time, like I said, in some cultures, some places you'll find that men outnumber men. Like in the situation of Bosnia, I remember I was responsible to serve in one of the villages that was hosting some of the ladies and the families that came out from Srebrenica. And there would go and drive through the village. And subhanAllah, but hosting about 2,000 plus the population of that village, obviously predominantly women and children. Because they will have two, three families living in the same house. And they're all women and young kids. Out of all that village, you'll see a handful of men walking around. And many of these men are older men as well too. And literally, when you drive around, subhanAllah, you just can feel it. You can feel that, you know, the situation, circumstances, how awful it is, subhanAllah. May Allah subhanAllah make it easy for them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And as a result of that situation, sometimes, unfortunately, the fitna happens, and it's forced on some of these women as well, too. You'll find sometimes, you know, trafficking happens. Women may be exposed to things that they're not supposed to survive, Allah musta'an. And unfortunately, it was not the best situation for anyone to be in. So that is a time of fitan that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So this is just two signs the prophets have mentioned, the prosperity and then when women outnumber men. And the signs are still yet to come in the future as well, inshallah. So, wallahu a'lam. Any question, Jemaah? Yes. No. So the question is, are these signs exclusive signs that will happen when the Muslim land, Muslim ummah, or this is general, in general, in public, like the Khalifa who's giving money to the people? It seems that this is actually within the Muslim population. Let me put it this way, for that particular example we mentioned. But in regards to men outnumbering women, or actually women outnumbering men, it seems to be common. That's very common. Again, if there would be a reason for that, if it would be war, I would say, It's going to be all over, Allah musta'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that time, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu a'lam. Yes. So some people say that zakah is only for Muslims. Does that mean that at this time we can give zakah to non-Muslims? Is that what you're saying? Oh, like there'll be most predominantly Muslims at that time? That's actually one of the interpretations. I'm glad that you brought it up. They say that would be at the time of Isa alayhi salam. You know, when Isa alayhi salam comes and Islam becomes, you know, the most popular. So a lot of people will accept Islam as a result. So eventually the opposite is that you give it to them because alhamdulillah they're all covered right now. Khalas. So mu'allafati qulubuhum, there's no need for that. There's no need for the mu'allafa qulubuhum to give to the non-Muslims, you know, to come to Islam. Wallahu alam. Naam. Opposite to the concept that you're mentioning. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa atubu ilayk. Go ahead. Zakat is predominantly for Muslim, but out of the eighth categories the Prophet Allah subhanahu mentioned Surah At-Tawbah, there are some categories for non-Muslims, such as al-mu'allafati qulubuhum, for example. Wa fi sabilillah. Naam, go ahead. Look, al-fuqara wal-masakin, the main two categories, the poor and the needy, is predominantly for the Muslims as a priority. Now, given to non-Muslims, accepted through al-mu'allafati qulubuhum, when you try to soften their hearts, for example. Also, ibn al-sabil, if someone is actually stranded, are you allowed to give non-Muslims who are stranded somewhere, you know, from the mal al-zakah? Yeah, you can give them mal al-zakah. But again, the priority for these categories for Muslims. Wallahu a'lam. Can you give them from the charity? Of course, it's open for everybody. Charity is open for everybody. Wallahu a'lam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.